Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. More than 400 local redevelopment agencies across California are now expected to close their doors in February. On Thursday, the California Supreme Court upheld a state budget provision abolishing those agencies, but threw out a portion of the budget that would have offered redevelopment supporters a lifeline. Even so, the final chapter in the fight remains unwritten, as the California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers explains.
California began its grand experiment with redevelopment more than a generation ago, with the goal of revitalizing rundown, blighted communities. But as Thursday's state Supreme Court ruling made clear, local redevelopment agencies did not control their own fate.
Redevelopment agencies were created by an act of the legislature back in the mid-1940s, and similar, they can be dissolved by an act of the legislature.
H.D. Palmer is a budget spokesman for Governor Jerry Brown. The High Court's ruling is the culmination of Brown's year-long crusade to stop earmarking a portion of local property tax dollars for redevelopment and redirect those dollars, most notably, to public schools. The governor only agreed to an alternative version of redevelopment to get a budget through the legislature. The state Supreme Court now says that alternative, a revenue-sharing plan, was unconstitutional. State budget officials believe the abolishment of local redevelopment agencies could push $1 billion a year into public schools starting in 2012. That would in turn allow lower state spending on schools and thus free up parts of the state budget for other programs. But the timeline for redirecting that money isn't guaranteed, because before schools and other programs get those tax dollars now used for redevelopment, the debts and commitments of local redevelopment agencies must be paid back. And there is no statewide definition for what debts will be honored, says Chris McKenzie of the League of California Cities.
I think we may be looking at years of ongoing conflict over this, which could probably be avoided if the legislature and local government could come together.
McKenzie and other supporters say that economic growth created by redevelopment is too important to simply stop funding. But that case will now have to be made at the Capitol, where it will compete with all of the state's priorities and other programs that many feel have been decimated by budget cuts. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
Just a decade ago, it would not have been possible for a bar to boast that all its spirits came from California. But in recent years, there's been an explosion in micro-distilling, and at least one restaurant in Los Angeles has taken the plunge. The California Report's Rachel Miro sidled up to the bar to investigate.
Mohawk Bend opened this past summer in Echo Park near downtown L.A. It's a big space off Sunset Boulevard with an open kitchen and 72 beers on tap. The decor is heavy on wood and brick. The food concept is California only, and so is the bar concept. Given how unusual that is, bartender Erica England spends a lot of time answering the same questions over and over again.
People come in, they want, you know, Stoli, they want Kettle One or Jack Daniel's. So we have to kind of explain to them that here's our program, here's why we do it, and also here's something that you might like from California instead.
Out on the patio, Holly Visecki sips a Thai Town Mule. It's a Mohawk Bend take on the Moscow Mule, made with Hangar One vodka from Alameda, homemade ginger beer, lemongrass, and kefir lime juice.
And I'm really suspicious because often these things don't taste that great, and this is divine.
Keith Taylor developed the bar program for Mohawk Bend. After traveling the state, he stocked the bar with close to 90 different California spirits.
You know, one of the challenges was just to be able to find, you know, the more unusual products. Vodka is usually fairly easy to find because it's easy to make. Something like rum or whiskey, that's when you run into less choices.
According to the most recent count by the Hayward-based American Distilling Institute, California leads the nation with 40 distilleries. And yet, as far as Taylor knows, the bar program at Mohawk Bend is one of a kind in L.A. He's heard something similar may be opening soon in Oakland, but there's a reason you don't see these everywhere. It's not a proven concept. Dave Driscoll is a spirits buyer for K&L, an alcohol retailer based in Redwood City.
I've been to other bars where they'll have nights like that, maybe like or like a weekend or a happy hour.
Driscoll says it's increasingly feasible to sell only California spirits, but he doubts there's an impending upswell of customer demand to buy local.
Can you taste the difference? Do you want to taste the difference? You have customers coming in saying, why would I pay $60 for a one-year-old California whiskey when I can pay $20 for a 10-year-old Kentucky bourbon? And, you know, I don't always have the answer for that question.
Thad Vogler is a tad less dubious. He established the cocktail programs at a number of nationally regarded bars in the San Francisco Bay Area. He's famous for meticulously seeking out high-quality ingredients, many of them locally produced. But he's not a stickler about it.
A lot of the great spirits are limited to certain producing areas. So true Piscos, true tequilas, true Armagnacs, true cognacs, true scotches.
At his own Bar Agricole in San Francisco, Vogler prefers to celebrate individual products he considers world class. To demonstrate, he makes a drink with a brandy from Marion Farms in Fresno and a rum made by St. George in Alameda.
It's a brandy milk punch, which is a great holiday drink. It's a lot like a very, very, very fresh eggnog. We put some milk in, 3/4 of an ounce, and also a whole egg. A little bit of raw biodynamic sugar. This is an old, old kind of drink, like 18th century. Let's shake it to get the egg emulsified.
The way Vogler sees it, whatever your cocktail philosophy, the proof of its utility is in the glass.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You like it?
Yeah.
For the California Report, I'm Rachel Miro.
We've got a map of California's 40 distillers. Look for the link on our website, californiareport.org. And that's the California Report for Friday, December 30th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Howard Galman, with additional engineering by Seal Muller and Paul Lancour. Sarah Bonn and Nina Thorson directed the show. The senior online editor is Gabriel Cohn, with help from Katrina Schwartz. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Penny Nelson. Have a happy new year. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as email archiving for compliance and litigation readiness. Barracuda.com.